We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Tzadi. Kuf Tzadi, we are up to Sif Gimel, the bottom line on page 188. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Shir Shtiyas Yayin L'Ischayev B'Bracha Achrona, the amount of wine that one must drink to be Chayev in a Bracha Achrona, Yesh Safek Imdai B'Kazayas Ober Revias. It is a Safek of whether a Kazayas is enough to be Mechayev a Bracha Achrona on wine, or you need a Revias. Therefore, one should be careful to drink either less than a kazayas or more than a revias in order to avoid the area of doubt. V'hacha, in this case, when you're drinking a kosher bracha after the bracha samazon, you're not allowed to drink less than a kazayas. Anything that requires a kos. If you have to drink a cheekful, which is the majority of a revias, since you're forced into drinking the area of Safik, which is the rov revias, therefore you can't drink less than a kazayas, therefore the only way to avoid the Safik would be to drink more than revias. But in general, you have two options, either more than revias or less than a kazayas. So let's begin the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Tes, the last line on 188. The Shiro Shtiyas Yayin V'hu Adin B'Shar Mashkin Yesh Safek Zeh. Very important, this is the halacha by all drinks. Any drink that a person has, this same Safek applies. That there is a Safek whether a kazayas of liquid requires a bracha achrona or you have to have a revias. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Yud, Idai Imdai B'Kazayas, if it's enough to have a kazayas, Kamo ba'achila, just like by eating, the kaimelam b'chol makom shira achila b'kazayas, that we hold in all places, the shira achila is always a kazayas. V'hu kechatzi beitza, kemavur b'simen tof pei vav. A kazayas is half the size of an egg. Ulefize, according to this calculation, b'mashkin yechuya b'vracha achrona b'shlish revias. When it comes to liquids, you'd be chayt to make a bracha achrona if you have a third of a revias. The revias hu beitza v'chetzi kayadua. A revias, as everybody knows, is an egg and a half, and therefore, if a kazayas is a half of an egg, so it's one third of an egg and a half, and therefore it's one third of a revias, and therefore the shir of a kazayas would be one third of a revias. V'ayin simen reish ayin aleph sif yud gimel mashigasati sham v'mishnebura ubir alacha. So the suffix is whether you need a kazayas or you need a revias. If katan yud aleph, kemosha matzino b'kama dinei ha-Torah l'inyan mashkin d'shiurim b'revias. Like we find by many other dinim of the Torah that you need to have a revias, and therefore when it comes to liquids in general, you need a revias for other things. Therefore, maybe you require for bracha achrona also the shiur of a revias. We said therefore, yes.
So revias means a quarter, right? So
then revias halug is a quarter of a lug. I'm not getting into the exact details of what it is, because it's a machlokas. No, it's a revias halug, or it would be a third of revias halug, which would be a twelfth of a lug. It's a third of that revias. So the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkaton Yud Beis, and that which the Mechaber said, that in our case where you're forced to drink a melalugmov, which is already more than a kazayas, the only way to avoid the suffix is to have up to a revias. Says the Mishnah Berurah Pirish, the Bishar Shtiyo Shehem Rishus, by all other drinkings that are optional, Yochol Gam Lehistalek Min HaSafik B'im Yishta Pachos Mikazayas. You could remove yourself from the Safik by drinking less than a Kazayas. The Bazeh Patu L'Kul Yama M'Lavarech Acharov. That's Shir of less than a Kazayas, according to everyone. You do not need to make a Baruch Acharona. But in this exact case that we're discussing, the kosher of birchas hamazon, when we're talking about a kosher of benching, you can't take option A of having less than a kazayas. The cave on the ton kosher, since benching requires a kosher, you need at the very least to drink a cheekful, which is the majority of a revias. That's a lot more than a kazayas, so you obviously can't take the root of less than a kazayas. Sifkaton Yud Gimel Shu Rov Revias Hainu Ba'odom Beinoni Machzik Shi'uro Kach. This is talking about an average person who has an average cheekful. That is the Shi'ur of a Rov Revias. Ava Ba'odom Gadol Biyoser, but a larger person Misharinam B'Melo Lugmav Didei. We measure the cheekful by the size of his cheeks. Umikamakom Loboy Lishtos Tfei Revias. We can never have to go beyond the Revias. So it goes somewhere between a Rov Revias and a Revias, depending on the size of the person. If we look at note 13, he points out, Ule'inyan shir hazman shel shtiyas melalugmav. So we said in the Mishnah Berurah and the Mechaber how much you have to drink, but we didn't discuss in what time span you have to drink it. So we're going to see later on in the Mishnah Berurah, sheyesh lishtos as hayayim b'li hafsek har b'bintayim. You should drink the wine without a long break in between. The haynu shelo yishem itchilas hashtiyah atzofa yosem mechtei shtiyas revias. You should not pause from the beginning of the drinking till the end of the drinking more than the time it takes to drink a revias v'alko ponim lo yafsek b'chdei achilas pras. At the very least, you should not extend the drinking from beginning to end more than k'dei achilas pras, which again is a machlokas somewhere between 2 and 9 minutes. So one should have the drinking close together. So he said in our case, we don't have the option of less than a kazayas. The only option to avoid the suffix is to have more than a revias. Sifkotun yudalat ayin tashe kosov. De le ikradin kaim lumbum lo lugmov. The Taz says that we hold in ikradin that you can make a bracha chrona on a cheekful. Ulafikach im lo shasa rakim lo lugmov chayiv levarach bracha chrona. Therefore, says the Taz, if in fact you drank only im lo lugmov, which is the minimum you have to drink, by the kosher bracha, you would make a bracha achrona. But lachadchila, you should drink a full revias to be yotzei according to everyone. But the Taz says you would in fact make a bracha on a rov revias on a melugmov. Achein, however, kol haachronim dachu dvarov. All the achronim push away the words of the Taz. Vehelu, and they come out the kol shaloshasa revias shalim. That so long that you do not drink a full revias, bein biyayim, bein mishar mashkin, whether we're talking about wine or other liquids, ein rashai levarech bracha achrona. You cannot make another bracha. You cannot make a bracha achrona. Ukedat shulchan aruch like a shulchan aruch. So that's how we come out according to the ruba of the achronim that there's no bracha achrona on drinks unless you drank a complete revias. Odis kimu. Furthermore, the achronim agreed the ein chiluk bein shar mashkim or bein yayin saraf. This shear of a revias does not matter whether it's a regular drink or it's whiskey. Even though a person's mind is settled by drinking whiskey, even less than revias, still, you're not going to make a bracha achrona unless you drank a complete revias. Unlike the sheet of the Taz. So we're coming out, unlike the Taz, but like other achronim, lagabe two nekudas. Number one is that you would not make a bracha achrona if you drank a melugmav until you drank the shear of a revias. And number two, whiskey would be the same thing. You would need to drink a complete revias before making a bracha achrona. And there is no chiluk between whiskey and other liquids. Let's see the Mechaber Vayter and Sif Dalad. Im ha-mevarech eino rotze litom. If the one who led the benching and made the bar piragof and doesn't want to drink the wine, yitom echol me'amasubin kashir, then one of the other people that are sitting at the suda should drink the proper shear. Ve'ein shtiyah shnayim mitzarefes. However, says the Mechaber, you can't combine two people to drink to the proper shear. However, the best way, the mitzvah min amuvchar, is for everyone to taste some of the wine. So the Mechaber tells us over here that ideally, again, the one who is making the Bari Paragaf and should drink the wine, if he doesn't want to, someone else at the Suda can drink it. But you should not join together and be mitzarek two people drinking to get to the shear of the Melolugmav. But when one person drinks the shear, it is a mitzvah namukha for everyone else to taste from the kosher bracha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkoton Tesvav. Yitom Echa Me'amasubin. If the one who made the bracha of Bari Paragaf and doesn't want to drink the wine, he can pass it on to someone else. Tekevan Shamasubin Shamu Mitchilas HaBracha. Since the people sitting around, in fact, heard the bracha, V'hu Kivein Aleyam Lotziam. And the one who made the Bari Paragaf had in mind to be Motzi them. Mahani Ti'imasam Lukulam. Their tasting of the wine will help for everyone and it's fine. Look what we wrote in the Bir Halacha b'shem Rekiv Eger. But before we go to the Bir Halacha, let's look at note number 14. So we just said one person drinking, even if it's not the Mevarech, is good enough for everyone. What if it's only a katan? So in note 14 he says, v'im ein lo gadol lefanav la'atimo mikol shel bracha, if there is no gadol that's at the suda that he could give to drink the wine, kasav ha-shulchan aruch harav she'afilu im mat im mimenu latino kemole lugmov shaltinok yatsi de chova. Even if you give it to a child, the shear of a malugmov of a child, which is much less than a gadol, that also would be enough. The afal pisha atinok ainu muchia bedover emekaklum. Even though the tinok, the child is not chayiv, it doesn't matter. Lefisha gam ala mevarech lo chal chiyuv klal, because even on the mevarech there's no real chiyuv at all. Shelo chayvu ela lo marshira ala yayin sheyishta mimenu eiza adam Yisrael. The point is that someone who says Shir Alayayin, someone from Klal Yisrael should drink. V'afilu tino ben yomo, even if it's a very small child. V'kosav shem mikomakom v'chadchila tzor l'hatim l'tino gadol ktsas. But you should give it to a child that's a little bit big. that he really reached the age of chinuch for brachos, in order that he is able to make a bracha on the wine, and therefore the bracha of the one who made the bracha would not be a bracha levatala, because it would cover the katan who's at the age of chinuch for brachos, and he could have made it himself, so you were pattering him up with the bar pragathim. Akashav Shom, the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes over there, Sheyesh Omer, some say, Shamutu lechatchila lahatim lekotan afilu shelo yigia lechinuch. That you are allowed to give to drink even to a katan below the age of chinuch. The kasa shekein hoga b'brismila b'yom ha-kippurim ho v'yesha ben yinacher. And he writes, that is the minug on Yom Kippur, to give the wine to a katan that did not reach the age of chinuch, since there's no other eitzah. Back to the Mishnah Bura, we said that you can give the wine to someone else to drink, but you can't be mitzarev two people together to drink the shidum lalugmav. Says the Mishnah Bura in Sevkotan Tazayin, Ein Shtias, Shnai Mitzarefes, the Be'inan Sheyitom Ba'atzma. We need the one who makes the bracha to drink by himself, or Echa Me'a Masubin, or one of the people who's sitting around, Shir Hano Shetis Yashiv Daito Alav, the Shir of Hano that settles the mind. Tahaino Kum Lalugmav, that is a Shir of Lalugmav, and therefore they can't join together at mitzarev. And then the Mechaber ended off and said that the mitzvah min ha-muvchar is that everyone tastes from the kosher bracha. Says the, let's look at note 16 first. Ubenosav l'kach shemitzvah min ha-muvchar sheyit'amu kula min ha-kos. Besides this mitzvah min ha-muvchar, that the Mechaber brings out of everyone drinking from the wine, the Birki Yosef writes, sheyesh nogu l'achar shtiyas ha-kos. That someone knows that after everyone drinks from the kos, and there's only little drops left, Lahatil b'mayim, to pour water into the kos, kedei lishtof osa, in order to wash it out. V'shosim mayim elo mishum sharei mitzvah ma'afanas ha'peronus. And they drink that water in which they're rinsing out the rest of the drops, because the little sharei mitzvah, the remnants of a mitzvah, holds back punishments. U'mashenishar me'amayim matil al yado, and that which remains from the water, he should pour on his hands, umavir al inav, and put it over his eyes, mishum chavivas kos habracha. So he should pour water into the remnants of the wine and drink it, because that prevents the punishments. And whatever's left in the water, put on his hands and rub it across your eyes. That shows chavivas of the kos habracha. V'shekei muva b'pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar. And the Birkei Yosef says that that's how it's brought down in the Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar, in your kos havdalah. Achen, however, he writes in the brackets, if you look in the Pirkei of the Rabbi Elazar, it's brought down, Shetam Shtias Hamayim Shematilin Lakos Hu Mishum Chiva Mitzvah. It says the exact opposite. That you should drink the water that you poured into the leftover wine, that's because of the Chiva of Mitzvah. Vetam Havara Shari Hamayim Al Hainayim, the reason why you rub the leftover water on the eyes, Hu Mishum Shari Mitzvah Ma'akvanas HaPuranos. That's because the remnants of the Mitzvah prevents the punishment. Either way, you have these two things over here. One is that the shari mitzvah takes away the punishment. And number two, you have the chib of mitzvah. And therefore, whichever way you put it, there's an inyan to pour a little water into the remnants of the wine to drink it, and any remnants in that water to put on your hands and rub on one's eyes. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkatan Yudzayin, there's a mitzvah in a mufka that everyone should drink to the kosher bracha. Hainu ti'ima ba'alma. For everyone else, it's just a taste. The ain tzarech mlalugmav rak leecha. We only require the shear of a mlalugmav from one person. V'inei hocha ayriyam mechaber rak leinyan mitzvah shtiyas hakos. The mechaber is discussing over here only the inyan, the mitzvah of the drinking of the cup. Ulefi mashaber mechaber leelbasiv gimel. According to what we saw in the mechaber earlier in tonight's shear, the law says yidei safek yiru lishas revias shalem. In order to avoid the safek of a bracha achrona, you should drink at least a revias of wine. Lo yitzuyer mashakos of the mitzvah namuvcho sheitim ukulam because amachzik revias. It's not shat of a case if the mevarech is going to drink the shear that's mechayv and a bracha achron of a revias. It's not going to be shat of the mitzvah namuvcho to give everyone else to drink if the shear of the kos is only revias, because he must drink the whole kos. In lo shum machzik yosim revias, unless the kos holds more than revias, that way the mevarech could drink the shear of the revias and he could pass around the whatever's left from that shear for everyone else to have a ti'ima ba'alma. And then the Rama said, "Ayin lekamam misimin reish ayin alaf sif yud beis." Says the Mishabura, "The yesh misha omer the shtias kulam mitzdarfin l'mlo lugmav." There are those who argue with the Mechaber, and they do say that the drinking of everyone together can contribute and join together for the shivim l'lugmav. Ayin lekamam misimin reish ayin alaf sif kadan samirtes with Mishabura. So let's see now note number 18 and 19 across on page 190. And note number 18 he writes, B'dievet kosel l'kamon, B'dievet we write later on in the Mishnah Berurah, She'eskimu harbe achronim, that many achronim agree, She'afilu shtias kol ha'masuvim, it's a reference l'shirim l'lugmav. They agree with this, that would bring down the Mishnah Berurah, unlike the Mechaber, that you can join together kama of the masubin to join together to the shivim lalugmav obavach lo yisha yedei shtias kulam yosim etei achilas pras. Again, unless as long as the shear of the drinking of everyone together is within the proper time of kedei achilas pras. And note number 19, he brings down with the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Mishnah Berurah later on ochel Shabbos sheshtias hamasubin mitzarefes lalugmav rak im shamu hamasubin as habracha. If they heard the bracha from the mevarich and the mevarich had a mind to be motzi them, then they all can contribute together. But if a person drinks someone that the mevarich didn't have in mind, he just makes a bracha on his own to have a bracha that he can use because he wasn't covered by the bracha of the mevarich. Then everyone else cannot be covered by that shtia. V'dino ki'ilu nishbach hakos, and that's ki'ilu the kos was spilled, that it wasn't drank in the proper amount. Oh, so Shlomi Levavex is mechaven to the Bir Halacha that we're about to see, to the Kveger. Let's turn back and see Shlomi's Kasha in the Bir Halacha. And that is on page Tzadihei, the Ramaskal Yitom Echad. So again, we said in the Mechaber what seems to be a funny thing, that one person led the benching, and he made a Bar Piragafen. If he can't drink it, give the wine to drink to someone else. So Shlomi, yeah, so let to someone else who's going to drink it make the Bracha. Especially since we learned earlier that when it comes to the Birchas Hanenin, we don't say you can be motzi someone else. Unless you're also drinking. If you're also taking part of that nod, then you can be motzi someone else. But you can't make a Birchas Hanenin cover someone else. That's only by Birchas HaMitzvah. And the exceptions we found over there, that when you have a Birchas Hanenin you could cover, is when it comes together as a mitzvah. Like Kiddush on Friday night and Shabbos day. And by Matzah on the first night of Pesach. And we also have the Gzeirah Shava 2-2 to Sukkot, the first night of Sukkot, where there's an absolute chiyuv to drink wine on Shabbos or Yontif, and an absolute chiyuv to eat the matzah or to eat the bread in the Sukkah on Sukkot. In those cases, even the Birchas Hanenin. But otherwise, we said, a Birchas Hanenin, I can't make a bracha for someone else to drink. So Shlomi is asking over here, is Mechaber Tirkiv Eger, how could it be over here the Mechaber saying that one person leads the benching, makes the bread peragafen, he's not in the mood to drink, he passes it over to someone else, and they drink based on his bread peragafen. So let's see the Bir Halacha inside Yitom Echad. Ayim b'chedushe v'kiv eger shekosav da mevarech birchas hamazon lo yivarech bari piragofen v'atoim hu yivarech. He says exactly what Shlomi suggested. One should not lead the benching and make the bracha for someone else. Rather, the toim, the one who's going to drink the wine, he should make the bari piragofen. The dilma birchas hamazon ain't a tuna kos. Because maybe benching doesn't really require a kos. Ubeprat the kaimelon kain leikir, especially since we came out as the ikir halacha, like we learned a few weeks ago, that we hold the ikir, like the ones who say birchas hamazon doesn't require a kos. Im kain, if so, lo have birchas hamitzvos. Therefore, this is not a birchas hamitzvah. The eino yachol levarach b'shvil achir, and therefore one person can't make the bracha for someone else. Im eino levarach gam laatzmo, if he's not also making the bracha to cover his own shtia. Ad kan l'shono, till there is the words of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Says the Chavetz Chaim, v'hineh ma'ayim b'tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, if one looks into the Chacham Tzvi, hamuva b'shari tshuva, lo mashvekeh, it's not mashvekeh like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. To l'fi dvarav shom im yivarech acher ala kos. The Chacham Tzvi says that if someone else, meaning not the one who led the benching, someone else who's going to drink the wine makes the bracha on the kos, im kein lo kiem harisho mitzvas kos klal, then the first one who benched on the kos is not Yosei benching on the coast, if someone else makes the bar piragafen. Ayin shom. Ube'emes l'shona mechaber mashma gamkein. The l'shona mechaber that we just had is also mashma way. Demi sha'ochas ha'kos v'shas birchas ha'mozon, hu ha'mevorech gamkein ala kos. That the one who led the benching on the coast and held the coast, he has to make the brach on the coast. So it's not like just give it to someone else because he's going to drink it, it's better. Because then you ruin your whole benching on the coast. Because the only way it counts as benching on the coast is if the one who led the benching makes the brach on the coast. He's the one who held the coast. V'chein muchach Yosef b'beis Yosef l'fi ma'ashevi b'simun reishan alef. Elo da ti'ima sagi ba'acher. So even though the mevarich, the one who led the benching and held the coast, has to make the bracha, but the drinking of the wine can be done by someone else. U'ma'ashe hiksha, and that was your kiveger asked, l'fi ma'ad the kaimelon l'ikir adin the birchas hamazon in a tuna coast. According to what we hold, the ikra halacha is that birchas hamazon doesn't require a kos. Heyach yochol lahotzi im eino toim be'atzmo. So how could the mevarach be motzi someone else if he's not tasting at all himself? Yeshlomar, we could say, the cave under the kuli alma who al kopanam l'mitzvah and amuvchar, since as we came out in the siman discussing benching on a kos, that even though we hold the ikar adin, that you don't have to do it, but we held that according to everyone, it is a mitzvah and amuvchar to bench on a kos. Like we saw in the Ramah in Siman Kufei Beis, that according to everyone, it's at least a mitzvah namuvchar. So the Meila says the Chavos Chaim who bechlal birchas hamitzvos. Therefore, it's already included in birchas hamitzvah. The Kaimelon the afal pishi yotze motzi, where we hold by birchas hamitzvah, even if you are yotze, you're not taking part in the mitzvah right now. You can make the bracha for someone else. So here also, since it's a mitzvah namuvchar to bench on a kos, this is considered birchas hamitzvah, and you can make the bracha on the kos and pass the wine to somebody else to drink. The gam midivri ha-mechaber, gufa mucha kein, according to the words of mechaber, it's clearly mashma this way, to evi ba'atzmo harbe deos binyan zeb in Siman Kufei Beis, because he brought varying opinions over there in Siman Kufei Beis, whether there's a chiyuv or not a chiyuv, with a mezuman, not with a mezuman, v'hocha saw some the cause of the sagi b'ti masacher, and here he brings down that it's enough to have someone else drinking it. V'af al pishu einu mevarach al zeh klal, k'mo shekasadu mal, even though the one who's drinking is not making a brach at all, and he didn't say it all in the Mechaber, that's totally in the Machlokas. Ela korcha kidvarenu. So you have to say, says the Chavos Chaim, like we're saying, to answer Rebbe Kiviger's question, that it is considered because a mitzvah, since according to all shitas, there is a mitzvah and a mufkut to bench on the coast, and therefore the bracha of Bar on the coast is viewed as a birchas mitzvahs, and therefore the person who led the benching should make the bracha, because that's the only way it's considered that you're benching on the coast, and someone else should drink it. That is the Mechaber, that's the Chacham Tzvi, unlike Rebbe Kiviger. But there is a very important note over here, note number 17, where he changes everything nowadays. Ubizmanenu sheina mesubin yotzin yedechova me'amezamein. We know in the olden days, like we learned many times, one person who was the mezamein benched and everyone was yotzin with his benching. Nowadays we know it's not true, we all bench individually. So in the note he writes that nowadays that we all bench ourselves. Elam mevorachim ba'atzman, the Ktos HaShulchan writes, sheyitochin shenechshav ki'ilu birich kol echa me'am alakos. Since even though one person is holding the coast, but everyone else is benching, and the coast is there, it's ke'ilu everyone benched on that coast. And therefore nowadays, any one of the people that's sitting around could make the boy pregof and he could drink it. Unlike the Chacham Tzvi said that the Berlocha brought down, because Chacham Tzvi was saying that only one who led the bench, he can make the Bar Piragofen. Only then is considered benching on a kos. But that's in the olden days when he's the only one who benched. No one else benched. But nowadays when everyone else is actually benching themselves as well, L'chori says it would be okay for anyone to take the kos and to make the Bar Piragofen. You gain the Maila of the Chacham Tzvi, that the Mavarech is one making the Bracha, and you gain the Maila of Rebbe Kiv Eger, that you don't have one person bothering someone else, which is possibly a Birgaz and Nenin alone. That would cover all the bases nowadays, potentially, according to this Ksos HaShulchan. Let's go weiter and finish the Siman. Sif Hei. Kishe Mesubim Besuda Gedola V'ein Yodin Ad Heichon Yagia Kosha Birgaz HaMazin. If you're sitting at a very large Suda, and you're not sure how far the coast is going to reach, you're not sure if you're going to get any of the wine, Kol Echon Me'am Mesupokin Im Yagia Lo. Any person that's sitting far away enough that he's not sure if it's going to actually be wine left when it reaches him, Tzarech levarach borei pragafen. He has to make his own borei pragafen when it reaches him. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sefkot on your test, on page 190, De mistama einu mechavein losis bebirchas ha-mevarech. Because mistama, he's not having in mind to be yotzi with the brach of the mevarech. Mi'achar she'enu yodeyem yagyolo. Since he doesn't know if it's going to reach him, he's sitting 20 people away from the mevarech, and he assumes everyone's going to drink it along the way. He has no idea if it's going to reach him, so mistama, he doesn't have in mind to be yotzi with the bracha, and therefore, if it reaches him, he must make his own bracha. The cause of the Magen Avram writes, the imam mesubin niskavnu behedya. But if the mesubin had in mind specifically, im yagia lemakos sheyetsu bebrachaso, that if the coast should reach me, I want to have in mind to be yotze with his bracha, yotze mazeh, that certainly would be enough and you would be yotze. Im gam ha-mevarach niskavin lohotze bebrachaso kol echa mea mesubin. Assuming the mevarach had in mind everyone. So if the mevarach had in mind everyone, and the person who is in a place where he's doubtful if it will reach him, he had specific intent to have in mind, in case it reaches him, he's covered, then in fact he is covered. So the only time the halach of the mechaber is nogeya is mistama. Mistama, if you're sitting far away where it's a suffix and you'd have in mind otherwise, then you'd make your own bracha when it reached you. But if you had in mind specifically, and you know the mavarach, I didn't mind everyone, then you would not need to make another bracha. The ach yizaru kulam, misha rotze litam in akos, asmach berachas mavarach. But everyone should be careful. All those who want to rely on the bracha of the mavarach and they want to drink from the kos, shelo yasichu achi itamu in akos, they should make sure not to speak until they get a chance to drink from the kos. So there shouldn't be no hefsek between the bracha that was pattering them of the mevarich and their actual drinking. So all 20 people would have to make sure they're quiet until the coast reaches them, so they in fact can rely on that bracha. Otherwise, if they speak, they'd have to make their own bracha. We'll stop here, and Amir Tashem, tomorrow night we'll begin the new siman Kuf Tzadi Aleph.